The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 667.
Hey, 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 hello, hello, it's Dana Wilde, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh yeah, we like that. As I said, I'm Dana Wilde, and you can find out how to train your brain at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. Find out how to train your brain for free right there. That's my favorite price. So today we are going to talk about hiring someone to help you in your business, hiring a VA, hiring your first VA, maybe. So this came in. Some of you listened to the last episode, and last time we were talking specifically about the mindset beliefs that are involved when it comes to either hiring or not hiring somebody to help you in your business. So I would highly recommend listen to that episode first before you listen to this episode. Why? Because mindset matters most. As we know that because you're a brain trainer. That's what you're doing here. Please do listen to that, because obviously my very first talking point every episode, and this episode is no different, is mindset matters most. Didn't I mention that? Mindset matters most. Like, definitely make sure that you are using your best mindset when you're going in to look for somebody or to hire somebody. So come from the standpoint of like, yeah, I'm looking to find somebody to help me in my business. I'm excited about it. It's the next logical step. This feels good. I'm going to let my brain do the figuring out here. I'm going to let my brain and my reticular activating system find the person I want. I know what I'm looking for. I can see that person coming on my radar now. I love that my brain's on board, and so on and so forth. So that's point number one. Point number two is, obviously, as a brain trainer, you know that when you set your intention, you're going to get better results. So do that quote unquote work up front, where you really ask yourself what you're looking for in a person who joins your team. And I'm not even talking about skills, although that certainly doesn't hurt. Like, I want somebody who's interested in this or interested in doing that. Like, they love spreadsheets, or they love talking to people, or whatever it is. But I'm also talking about just general vibe of their attitude and their work ethic and all of that as they are a part of your team. So set your intention. If you want somebody with a sense of humor, who's reliable, or who has a strong work ethic, say all those things to yourself. I could go on and on just about the mindset, as you know, but I want to give you some action tips here as well for picking the right person and hiring the right person. So get your mindset right, number one. Number two, set your intention. Because if you set your intention, your reticular activating system will just find the right person for you. Then number three, hire out one task first. So sometimes people think of hiring a VA and it feels so big. I'm going to have to interview a bunch of people. I'm going to have to do callbacks. I'm going to have to tell a bunch of people that they're not hired, and I'm going to have to train somebody. I mean, oh my gosh, it just gives me hives just thinking about all those steps, right? So instead, just hire out some small little task or project. So you can go to places like Fiverr.com, F-I-V like Victor, E-R-R, two R's.com. You can go to HireMyMom.com. You can go to Upwork, U-P-W-O-R-K. And just hire out one small project. Something that you know would be in the skill set of somebody you might like to hire long term. So if you've got something that's been sitting on your plate and you're kind of the bottleneck to getting it done, then just go find somebody for that one project, whatever it is. If it's a small project, I like to sometimes hire two or three people to do the same thing. So that's tip number four. If I go on Fiverr, let's say it's to edit a small video or create an opening for a video or create some kind of graphic or something like this, I might give the exact same project to two or three people. And I've told people in the celebrity formula and in my celebrity club this, because I remember recently somebody went out and they had somebody do two different flyers for them. And they were both good. Both flyers turned out really nice. But what they were able to do was pick the person they most like working with and tweak one of the flyers, incorporating the good ideas from both of them, rather than working with both people and rather than just having one. So it's not a bad idea to hire out the same project to a couple of people, because it helps you find the right person. Then you can keep using that same person to hire out more projects that are like that. Okay, so next tip is, let's say you're actually going to hire a VA. So if you're going to hire a VA, then when you hire that person, don't tell them that you're doing a permanent hire. So hire somebody and just say, look, I just need some temporary help. I need somebody to help me for 30 days. You don't have to tell them why. You don't have to give them reason why it's only 30 days. This is a 30-day project. I'm hiring you to answer my email and respond to people, book me on podcasts, whatever it is. Like, pick a list of those things that you want your VA to do, whatever it is. And tell them it's only for 30 days or it's only for 90 days. I need somebody over the summer. I need somebody for 90 days. And then that's it. It's only a 90-day program. Because if you love them, it's much easier at the end of 30 or 90 days to tell somebody, hey, I really love what you're doing and I love working with you. Do you want to stay on full time? Than it is to hire somebody and say, you're on a 30-day trial, I'm going to let you go after 30 days. What a big old feel bad that is, right? I hope this makes sense. Reverse what most people do. So most people, which shouldn't surprise you because you're listening to this show, it's always reverse what most people tell you to do. So most people will say, hire somebody, tell them they're on a trial basis and that you're going to try them out for 30 days. They're on like a 30-day probationary period. No, don't do that. Because then that person is going to be like, first of all, coming in under a big old feel bad. And second of all, you got the big old feel bad of telling them, hey, guess what? You didn't measure up. You got to go. Which ideally, obviously, we don't want to do. We don't want to have that little niggly feeling growing in our head that it's going to go that way. We don't want to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy of thinking like that. So much easier just to say, hey, guess what? I need help for about 30 to 90 days. Do you want to take it on? And it's only a short-term job. And so if you want to take on a short-term project, I'd love to have you. This is all I need. And then you can always change your mind later and keep them longer. So I hope that makes sense. Okay, I think I'm on about point number six now. Is anybody keeping track? What number am I on? I don't know. Let's just call it six. So the next one, whatever it is, 0.6 or whatever, is know yourself. Now, this is going to take a little surprising turn, because the obvious normal advice that people would give you is, if you hate technology, hire somebody to do your technology. If you hate updating your plugins on your website, hire somebody to do that. Or if you hate reaching out to people to book yourself on podcasts, hire somebody to do that. So know what you love, right? And of course, that's obvious advice. Do the things you love to do. Do the things that only you can do. Nobody else can show up and be me, so I have to do those things. And hire out the rest. That's obvious. I'm not even talking about that. I'm going to tell you a story to illustrate my point about hiring. So I was working with a very high-level brain trainer, and she has been trying to set up a site for a long time, membership site, using all the different tools of this site. And actually, this site in particular was GrooveFunnels. So I will include the GrooveFunnels link for getting GrooveFunnels. Because one of the nice things about GrooveFunnels is it is everything you ever need built into one thing. So I'll include that with the show notes. So she is somebody who, like many people in our brain training sandbox, is a lifelong learner and is continually learning and signing up for projects and wanting to do things and has ideas for moving forward. And she was talking about building out this thing, and she was saying how she should just force herself to learn it, force herself to sit down and learn the technology. And we've all been there where it's like, I need to just sit down and watch that video and make myself build this website or make myself work on this funnel or learn that plugin or learn that tool. I'm just going to sit down and force myself to do it. So here's what I told her, and I'm telling you this story because I will venture to bet it applies to many of you out there who are listening, because I tend to attract learners. I'm a lifelong learner and I tend to attract learners. I will venture to bet that there is, a name a price here, a $300 program, a $500 program, a $1,000 training, a $2,000 coaching program, something like that, that if it came up tomorrow, you would buy it. And you would say, because you love to learn, oh, I really need to learn this. I really need to learn how to live stream. I really need to learn how to do a podcast. I really need to learn more about the brain and how to do this or how to do that. Because we're learners, we can drop money on learning programs all day long. And those same people, just like this high-end brain trainer that I'm talking to, they may feel reluctant to hire somebody to do technology. Not because they don't know that it makes sense. It's just something they haven't done before. It's not something that they've easily dropped money on. And so when I say know yourself, it's not only about know yourself, the things you love to do and the things you hate to do, but know yourself that there are some things on your list of things you spend money on that you will drop money on all day long. It could be going out to eat. It could be another book. Like, do any of us need one more book, really? No offense to all the authors out there, because I'm an author too, but I'm not kidding. I am a book owner, more than a book reader. It doesn't make me proud to say that, but I do not need to buy one more book on my shelf, but I'll do it. I'll buy another one and another one, another one. So there are some things that we just drop money on. We don't even think about it. We do it without mindfulness. So start to think of hiring out people along these same lines. If it's going to cost you $250 or $300 to get somebody to set something up for you, would you be spending that money on some program anyway? Because if you would, you know, you can have both, of course. Obviously, we can have everything. It's not like it's an either or choice. But just to try to put things in perspective, I just want you to just think about that a little bit. Know yourself. Know yourself and know that investing in having this stuff that you don't like to do done will be worth it, because it will feel so good. It will lift such a big weight off your shoulder just to have it done. Won't it feel so good? Oh, think of what it's like to not have to do that thing and to let somebody else do it. Oh, there's nothing better than that. So I hope that regardless of what you decide, you know that there's nothing more important than thinking about it in the right way. And I know you know that because you're a brain trainer and you've totally got this. Whether you get somebody today, whether you hire somebody later, whether you continue to do things yourself, it makes no difference. As long as you've got your mindset right, you're going to be just fine with this. Take those baby steps. You know the next logical step. Take those baby steps. Move in the right direction. Move in the direction that feels good. When you follow that feel good, man, the rest just takes care of itself, doesn't it?
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.